T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Elon Musk takes charge.
Twitter will probably be very different a week from now from the Twitter we know today.
8 dead in Oklahoma fire.
They are investigating a homicide.
Concern on the parched Mississippi River.
This is irreplaceable. We have got to keep commerce moving.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The bird is freed. With that message in a tweet, the richest person in the world, Elon Musk, suggests he's closed the deal to take control of Twitter. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Musk has now apparently taken over the Twitterverse in a deal valued at $44 billion.
He's clear that he's going to take it in a different direction.
Brent Thill is a technology analyst at Jefferies. He says the immediate firings of top executives, as reported by the Associated Press, would be part of those changes.
He was clear that he didn't align with the board or the senior management team, and he believed the company was poorly run.
Musk tweeted a message to advertisers saying, in part, "The reason I acquired Twitter is because it is important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square." He added, "Twitter obviously cannot become a free-for-all hellscape where anything could be said with no consequences."
The only way the financial health continues is advertising. Every advertiser I speak to is running from this platform.
Well, CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on the intensifying midterm campaign that will decide control of Congress.
With 11 days to go before the midterm elections, Republicans are hammering the president on the economy.
Every single thing they touch turns to garbage. Inflation out of control.
In Syracuse, President Biden argued the GOP has no plan for the economy.
My Republican friends in Congress seem to be hoping for a recession, many of them.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was overheard warning President Biden about a critical battle in the Georgia Senate race.
Schumer saying off mic, quote, "The state where we're going downhill is Georgia. It's hard to believe that they will go with Herschel Walker." But he says early turnout there is huge. Nevada's Supreme Court has ordered a stop to the hand count of mail-in ballots that just got started in one county, calling it illegal. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the committee investigating the Capitol attack wants additional information.
The January 6th committee has its sights set on the Secret Service, featured prominently during former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony earlier this year.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm.
Engel has been called to testify, as has the unnamed driver of the presidential vehicle.
The sentence is more than 7 years in prison for a Tennessee man who dragged a police officer into the Capitol attack mob. Cosper Head pleaded guilty to assaulting Officer Michael Fanone. Now to Texas, CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us a public meeting brought calls for the ouster of the state police chief over the response to the Uvalde school massacre.
Angry families of Uvalde victims demanding the resignation of DPS director Steve McCraw.
If you're a man of your word, you'll resign.
McCraw previously said he'd step down if any of his officers had culpability in the botched response. One trooper, Juan Maldonado, was fired last week for his inaction, and others are under investigation. McCraw was defiant.
DPS as an institution did not fail the community, plain and simple.
Arizona's attorney general will not enforce a near total ban on abortions until next year, allowing clinics to resume procedures. Overseas, a day after a long, threatening speech from Vladimir Putin, correspondent Holly Williams has more on Russia's struggles in the war in Ukraine.
After months of embarrassing setbacks for the Russian military, their focus appears to be the small city of Bakhmut, with little strategic significance. The Ukrainians are dug in and determined to hold them off. A new wave of Russian airstrikes has succeeded in damaging Ukraine's power grid. Ukrainians are trying to cut back on electricity use, including the president, Volodymyr Zelensky. A hard winter will not scare us, he said. We know the darkest night becomes the dawn.
8 people were found dead in a burning home in the Tulsa area. The fatalities are being investigated as homicides. Ethan Hutchins is a police official in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
We're asking the community to pray, and this is something that we don't experience as a city very often.
People who live in a 164-unit condo in Miami Beach were ordered to leave yesterday because officials say the building is not safe. It's on the same street where a condo collapse last year killed 98. Halloween is Monday, and CBS's Monica Rick says more on a new law enforcement advisory.
The DEA issued a warning about rainbow fentanyl ahead of the holiday. It's a new deadly drug that looks like a sweet tart or a Skittle. Orlando pediatrician Dr. Natalie Tony says parents should be vigilant.
There's not been any evidence that it's being directly targeted at children, although it is concerning because it looks like candy.
Just in case, she says check their bags.
Make sure nothing's been tampered with. Make sure everything's in a commercially wrapped packaging and that it looks safe to be consumed.
But most drug experts say it's unlikely the opioid would be distributed to kids.
In the Midwest, correspondent Ben Tracy tells us drought threatens a key commercial lifeline.
The mighty Mississippi might need a new nickname. Barge traffic up and down this crucial corridor is slowed or stranded. Economic costs are estimated to be in the billions.
We are seeing operational challenges that are almost unprecedented.
Paul Rohde represents the river shipping and towing industry. He says the Mississippi is plunging to record low levels just as farmers send their harvest downriver for export.
40% of the global food supply starts at the Mississippi River Basin. Who's going to feed the world if America can't get its agriculture products out?
Massive barges also carry everything from coal and petroleum to fertilizer and road salt.
We have got to keep commerce moving.
That's the job of the Army Corps of Engineers. It's been dredging the river nonstop for 3 months.
So you guys are doing this 24/7?
24/7.
Near St. Louis, they are desperately trying to maintain a 9-foot-deep shipping channel, sucking up enough sand and silt to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool every hour. I'm Ben Tracy in St. Louis.
Baseball's World Series opens tonight in Houston, the Astros taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. We're hearing the first new solo music in 6 years from a Grammy-winning singer who's been out of the spotlight for a while.
Lift me up, hold me down.
Lift Me Up for the Black Panther Wakanda Forever soundtrack is a tribute to the late Chadwick Boseman, star of the original Black Panther movie, who died of colon cancer 2 years ago at the age of 43. Rihanna made her first red carpet appearance since she became a mom last spring when she and boyfriend rapper A$AP Rocky attended the premiere of the sequel in L.A. Wednesday. The movie hits theaters November 11th. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, October 28th, 2022. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.